Louisiana gubernatorial candidate Eddie Rasponi's campaign manager says the Republican challenger lost because Democratic incumbent John Bel Edwards is a strong candidate and popular governor. Brian Reed says polling showed Edwards maintained strong approval ratings despite repeated GOP attacks against him. Edwards won Saturday's runoff election against Rasponi. Reed spoke Wednesday at a Louisiana State University event debriefing strategists who worked on the race's three major campaigns, Edwards, Rasponi, and the primary's third-place finisher, Republican U.S. Representative Ralph Abraham. Edwards' campaign manager Richard Carbo says the Democratic incumbent worked to stay on message rather than tangle with Donald Trump. The president traveled to Louisiana three times trying to unseat Edwards. Abraham consultant Lionel Rainey says his campaign was hamstrung because it had less money than Rasponi and Edwards could spend. Tim McGraw, Meghan Trainor, Bastille, and others are coming to New Orleans in January to put on a free concert as part of celebrations around the college football playoff national championship game. Host committee executive director Jeff Hundley says the fun starts Saturday, January 11th at the Woldenberg Park. Also on the bill, Grammy winner H.E.R., hip-hop icon Nas, as well as Louisiana natives Trombone Shorty and the Orleans Avenue. Lafayette native Lauren Daigle will perform the national anthem prior to the game. A 14-year-old boy is accused of killing his 50-year-old father with a spear. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joseph Lapinto says the boy is in custody facing a charge of second-degree murder. Authorities have not released the victim's name. He was pronounced dead Wednesday at their home in Tarrytown. The sheriff's office says the boy called 911 shortly after 9 a.m. to report that he had stabbed his father. When deputies arrived, they found the man lying near the front door with multiple wounds. Crime scene technicians recovered a long black spear and baseball bat from a garbage can. Lapinto did not say what may have led to the violence, though he noted the boy may be suffering from mental illness. Investigators are working to determine a motive. The U.S. Department of Food and Drug Administration is being called to investigate a short-lived pilot program that sought to treat inmates with anti-addiction implants never approved by federal regulators. The Advocate reports advocacy group Public Citizen requested the probe in a letter Wednesday. The pilot by the Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections and California-based creator BioCore RX Incorporated involved a surgical implant that released the opioid and addiction-fighting drug naltrexone. Officials said the chemical could be metabolized over several months. The FDA already approved naltrexone as daily pills and monthly shots. BioCore RX offered the Corrections Department 10 free implants for volunteer recipients. For unclear reasons, the pilot stopped after the first implant. Recipient 39-year-old Alvin Dutrick said he has been doing well in recovery since his release. The cyber attacks on state computer servers will keep Louisiana OMV offices closed for the rest of the week. Governor Edwards says the ransomware attack on Monday impacted 132 servers in state government, and the Office of Motor Vehicles has struggled to get its computer system to work properly.
And most of what the public has seen is not a direct result of the ransomware attack. It's a direct result of us being aggressive and shutting down the system so that that attack could not infiltrate more computers.
OMV is expected to open on Monday. Governor John Bel Edwards sketched out the broad outlines of his agenda for a second term, proposing new investments in education and transportation, speaking today in his first news conference since winning re-election. Edwards says his top priority will be new dollars for early childhood education, an issue he frequently cited as he campaigned. Edwards also said he'd continue to seek K-12 teacher pay raises and boosted spending on public colleges, building on increases he and lawmakers adopted earlier this year. He said he'll propose to spend some state surplus dollars on transportation and coastal protection projects. And he said he'd oppose any efforts to roll back taxes if that could destabilize Louisiana's budget. Several Republican lawmakers are pushing for tax decreases.